Substantial progress has been made after an agreement was reached by the Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, regarding FARC's future in national politics. That's according to Farhan Haq, UN deputy spokesperson, quoting the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator for Colombia, Fabrizio Hochschild. The issue of FARC's political participation is the second point of the Havana peace talks, more formally referred to as the General Agreement for the End of the Conflict and Building a Stable and Lasting Peace, UN Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq.
The UN system in Colombia notes the importance of continuing the dialogue to achieve an end to the armed conflict, which has caused so much daily suffering and other grave humanitarian consequences for so many Colombians. The UN system reiterates its full readiness to continue supporting the peace process.
The agreement also calls for FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, to disarm and form a political movement. Some 600,000 people have died since the conflict between the country's authorities and the FARC began in the 1960s. Recently, the two sides have been engaged in negotiations on various issues in an effort to put an end to the long-running conflict. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.